Chapter 3. Now there was a certain man among the Pharisees, Nicodemus by name, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus at night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou hast come a teacher from God, for no one can work these signs that thou workest unless God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless a man be born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not wonder that I said to thee, You must be born again. The wind blows where it will, and thou hearest its sound, but dost not know where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Answering him, Jesus said, Thou art a teacher in Israel and dost not know these things. Amen, amen, I say to thee. We speak of what we know, and we bear witness to what we have seen, and our witness you do not receive. If I have spoken of earthly things to you, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I speak to you of heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven except him who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that those who believe in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. For God did not send his Son into the world in order to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged, but he who does not believe is already judged, because he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, yet men have loved the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light that his deeds may not be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be made manifest, for they have been performed in God. After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and he stayed there with them and baptized. Now John was also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, for there was much water there. And the people came and were baptized, for John had not yet been put into prison. Now there arose a discussion about purification between some of John's disciples and the Jews. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou hast borne witness, behold, he baptizes, and all are coming to him. John answered and said, No one can receive anything unless it is given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices exceedingly at the voice of the bridegroom. This my joy, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is over all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and of the earth he speaks. He who comes from heaven is over all, and he bears witness to that which he has seen and heard, and his witness no one receives. He who receives his witness has set his seal on this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for not by measure does God give the Spirit. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who is unbelieving towards the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him.